I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is time for the Aftermath. Welcome to the podcast. How you doing? It's Joey Boy.
Hi, it's Anish.
It's Gina.
And Carla.
So on the show today, I believe it was the staycation set up. Boys night out gone wrong. This girl called up the show. You know, obviously she thought her man was cheating on her because of a boys night. And we talked to her and obviously the fucking guy was cheating on her, you know.
Oh my God.
Usually it happens. Jeez. Usually when a girl calls our show and thinks her man's cheating on her, he's cheating on her.
I think at
the yeah, it's like a 98% of the time that they're cheating. It's very little. Anyways, so we started thinking about boys night out, girls night out. So what we're going to talk about, and you think about while you listen to the podcast, if you're listening with your partner or your person, or if you're in a car driving listening, what is your ideal boys night out and or girls night out? Think about that. Your ideal. Just think about your best friends, your gay mafia.
Absolutely.
Your introverts, your extroverts. Think about them. Okay, you thought about your good friends? Your ideal girls' night out or boys' night out?
The Aftermath.
Carla, what's your ideal girls' night out?
Well, for starters, and this is like no shade to all my friends and relationships, but not a single one of the girls in there has a boyfriend.
Gotcha.
I don't give a fuck. All maybe right. One? Because she can like rally us together and keep us alive, but no more than two, because then they group together and they won't want to mingle. The reason I say this is because I've gone out with my friends that have boyfriends, and to be all the way fucking real here, we're trying to get free drinks. We're trying to flirt our way onto tables. We're trying to have a good time. I'm trying to dance. They are not talking to any boys. They're like not open to anything because they're in relationships. They just like close themselves off. Okay. And so then it's just fucking boring. Like, I want to go out with you. I want friends that are going to be down to talk and mingle and flirt. Or if you have a boyfriend and you're down to talk and mingle and flirt, that too. You know, I'm not going to fucking be
no
your...
judging over
I'm not your mom. And I'm not your keeper of your relationship.
Okay.
Like, unless we're really close friends and, like, I know that this isn't you, this isn't something you would normally want to do, then I might stop you and be like, hey, you sure about this? But the minute you say yes, I'm going to leave you the fuck alone.
What you drinking on?
We're drinking tequila. And all the girls I'm with, we don't give a fuck where we end up. Like, we don't care if we're at the coolest club. We don't care if we're at the loneliest bar on earth. Like, we just want to have a good time. Because you know you have those friends that are like, I only want to go to Riot House if we have a table.
Oh, like, my God.
Shut
okay.
the fuck up. Yeah. Like, we'll find something. We'll figure it out. Like, I want girls that are
down.
Yeah, hunters. I want hunters.
I
on my
love
team.
That.
Bringing fucking spears. Like,
yes.
We are hunting tonight. Free drinks and dick. Let's
Boca,
go.
Hunting for that ass.
Right.
Oh my God.
Yes.
I love
okay.
this.
That's very specific. I appreciate that. My ideal boys' night out.
Okay.
Bunch of gentlemen. Doesn't matter if you're single. Doesn't matter if you're taken. I don't give a fuck. I want to go to a steakhouse. Preferably Pie Steak 44 is my favorite steak.
Oh,
you know, in some of these steakhouses, you get real fancy. I don't got money like that, but you could reserve a room. There's been steakhouses where you can reserve a fucking room.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's so dope. Like, it's almost like, you ever remember that movie Ocean's 11?
Yeah.
And they have like a secret society of guys. Now, obviously, they robbing banks. We're not fucking robbing banks, but.
Unless
you, you know, maybe that's what the meeting is about.
You guys.
Okay.
I'm not saying do it, but if you're down.
So we got this room. We're eating these nice steaks, you know, these medium well steaks. We got some good ass old fashions. My mouth is salivating thinking about, you know, Seafood Tower. You know, someone, I'm not really a cigar smoker, but just to get in the mood of it, like we big bosses. Smoke some stogies, steaks, some crab legs, you know. Bottles of just bourbon, grown man shit. Then after that dinner, there happens to be in town like an old school 90s hip hop concert. Like the Wu-Tang is in town. Like a 90s hip hop. And, you know, you have to go to Steak 44, whatever. You got to get dressed up. Then you change out of that. Then we're just in fucking hoodies, hat to the back, some shell toes, some Air Max, whatever. And we're just like lit. listening to some 90s hip-hop shit. Then after that, listen, whether you like to or not, doesn't matter. We're definitely going to hit the strip club. We're definitely hitting the strip club.
Wait, whether you like to or not.
We're going to hit the strip club together.
Because it's your perfect night out, not your homies.
Exactly
yours.
That.
Exactly.
I would go to probably Jaguars. They got great food there. People frown upon food at strip clubs. They got really good tacos at both.
Tacos and tatas.
There you go. At Jaguars. And when I pick out the most awkward person there, I make sure he gets the lap dances. Aww, from every girl
that's
there.
So nice.
Yes.
Joey. Oh, yes, it is.
That would be an ideal boys' night out. The only thing better if we got so drunk, we're like, fuck it, let's just take a flight to Vegas. I've done that before, too. That was a really good time.
That's cool.
Where we just went to Vegas.
That's tight.
You know, the best plans sometimes are the ones that you don't plan out. You
absolutely
just fucking do it, right?
Oh, my God, yes. This guy literally yesterday was like, want to come to Vegas on Friday? And I was like, oh, I wish, because it's all expenses paid. And I'm like, I fucking wish I could, homie, but I can't. I've got shit to do this weekend.
Damn, you were calling number 10 with him, girl?
Hello!
He was like my date flick. He's trying to come through. And I was like, sure. Oh, no, it's not like that. I would not have fucked him or anything. So that's why I was like, oh, I'm so down. Because we just get drunk and go like random out of nowhere.
Well,
like,
I'm just jealous,
fuck
girl.
It.
I don't know what you thought. I'm just jealous.
Would the gay mafia be your ideal guys to do boys' night out? Or do you have a new group of friends?
I am not really sure. Like, because that's where I've talked about it in a previous episode of The Aftermath, where it's like, I feel like there's just a huge shift in the way.
I feel like I see it with your socials. I don't see you with the gay mafia like I used to.
No, not at all. And it's like, it's really no shade, and I have to evaluate with myself, just as a side note and a follow-up to that, where it's just like, I don't know how much of it is that we're just growing apart versus I'm just in my fucking feelings. But
I can see both.
Right? I could totally see both. I could see it more being me just in my feelings than everything else. But for me, the ideal situation actually kind of happened the Sunday for me, which was really random and really cool. So the guy, I don't know, Gina, if you've met this guy, but the guy that you saw on Friday and Joey you saw too, he invited me to go hang out. It was one of his friends' birthdays. And so he was like, we're going to go on Mill. And I told him, I'm probably not going to be able to make it. It's Sunday. You know, I work way early in the morning and he has Sundays and Mondays off. So he was just like, okay.
Lucky guy. It's a fucking dream.
Ideal situation. So instead he was just like, okay, I totally respect that. Which, number one, I was like, I've never talked to somebody that respects that before. They'll be like, really? Well, you're either going to hang out with us or you're fucking not. So he was like, tell you what, we're going to crash back. Like, they were partying in downtown Phoenix. Then they wanted to go back to Tempe where this birthday girl lives. And so they're like, we're going to kind of like, you know, like recompose ourselves and we're going to go hang out at her apartment. So why don't you just come and hang out with us? We're just going to have a little moment there. Turns out nobody even really went out to Mill Avenue because it was just a little kickback situation.
That's cool.
At this girl's apartment where everybody started to pull out the drinks. Smokable items were also presented and we all started to play a little game. It sounds so stupid, but it was the funnest fucking shit. We played this game called Smartass. I don't know
Never
if anyone's
heard
ever
it.
Heard of it.
I feel like I need to play this game.
It's like, so I don't know if they come in different categories, but it was Smartass, the 90s nostalgia edition. So basically you get a bunch of clues and there's a whole group of people. They were probably like a group of 10 people.
But you were born in 1997. Did you know any of the answers?
I happen to be like a history major.
Okay.
So like, you know, I just love to do my research. So it was just really interesting. And yeah, it was so tight to just get lit at like someone's place. You can pour whatever drink you want to. I don't have to be like concerned about tipping the bartender a little bit extra to get like the pour that I want to out of my drinks. We're all just laying back. The music playlist is custom. So the guy that I'm with puts on like a Drake playlist and he's all like serenading me because his ass is so drunk. And so he's singing his ass off for like a good 15 minutes. It's like all those moments where like I don't think that can really happen in like very social settings because I love going out. Don't get me wrong.
But the money you spend, like an ideal night, it's for the free.
That's kind of the thing. And that was. All I had to do was go out there and then just park my car. And I wasn't drinking that much because, again, I had to drive and I had to go back home. But it was just so nice to see that everybody was just chill. Nobody was concerned about how they look or they're presenting themselves.
I love
just
that.
Like, yo, we trying to get fucked up. We are just trying to have a good ass time. And that's exactly what happened. It's what I've always wanted. When I was turning, 20. I tried to have like a little throwback situation with the gay mafia. So I was like, you know what I always wanted to do? I always wanted to have a dumbass, like girly ass sleepover where we all just like get really faded and we all just like lay in front of the TV and watch like a whole bunch of movies and fucking gossip and do all of this shit.
Bunch of little beds made out of like sheets and covers and pillows all over the ground in the living room.
I wanted a blanket for it. I just wanted to be dumb and just to do that for like a birthday night. Cool. Thank you. And I planned it out. Everybody said they were going to do it. Nobody came through.
What the fuck? That's fucked up.
When was that?
This was when I really turned like 20. This was like years and years and years ago.
Fucking lame.
Yeah. And it was actually, so like in all honesty, it was like my 21st birthday, I think. 21st or 22nd. And I was just like, I just want to have a chill night like that. So everybody ended up going out. So I went along with them. I had bought snacks and a whole bunch of shit at my apartment so that it could be like a fun time. So it ended up being that we all got a ride and everyone got dropped off at my place. The friends that I invited that were supposed to like come and hang and like do the whole like party situation, they came, they ate all my food and then they left.
Jesus.
Those are some fucked up people.
I don't talk to those people anymore.
Good, you should.
I don't talk to those people anymore. That was one of those things where I was like, I like myself, but I don't know if I like anybody else in this circle, so I gotta go!
Right.
But all that's to say is I live for a good kickback. I love that. I love that feel,
it's a
that vibe.
It's fun. Yes. I lived with a bunch of people at one point to where almost every night was a kickback because we were all actual friends. And we had an Arizona room, which if you're not familiar, it's basically a room that's attached to your house with no AC. So all winter long, you're in that room. It's fucking gorgeous. You're playing cards. You know, if you're smoking, you're smoking. If you're drinking, you're drinking. You're not concerned because it's not really a part of the house. Like, you can smoke in that room. It's like, it's all ventilated and shit. But God, kickbacks are a vibe. I feel you on that. But a kickback wouldn't be my ideal girls' night out.
No?
No. And I know I'm like an introvert and I'm kind of more like, I don't know, low key. But I feel like that's what I like to do on the norm. So a girls' night out to me is going to be special. But mine is, I won't say the opposite of Carla's. The only thing is like, we're out here and we're not going to worry about being on the hunt. And I can appreciate the hunt, but it also kind of like, it sets you up for a potential letdown if you don't fucking land your hunt, if you will. If you can't find that free table, you can't find those bottles, then you get frustrated,
That's why I said I have to be with down-ass bitches that don't care where we end up. Like, obviously,
that's true.
Do we want to be VIP? Absolutely. Are we going to get there?
But I want to be VIP, and I'm going to make sure I fucking get there, because I'm going to get all my boss bitches together, and we're going to fund our asses a dope-ass night. Yes. We're going to have that table. Maybe the boys are going to come up to us.
Like an opposite car, that we're like, fuck that.
Yeah. So I want to go as a specific group of girls. We call ourselves the Work Wives. They all used to work here at one point when we were in our early 20s, and now we've all kind of blossomed into our own careers. We're all booed up, and they're so fucking fun. They're just down. They love to dance, and that's important for me because I like to dance, but I'm kind of that friend where you want to coax me out a little bit on the dance floor, but I love being out
there. Come on, Gina.
Yes,
Gina.
And they will do that.
Gina, there!
Yeah. And I love them. So I want to go out with all of them. And I want to hit up all the bars in downtown Phoenix. That is my fucking spot. I want to go to Bitter and Twisted, probably where I'd start, because they got some dope-ass drinks. Mm-mm. I really appreciate delicious alcohol. Kind of like what you were mentioning, Joy, with the old-fashioned.
Yes.
I want me a fucking craft-ass cocktail to start, right? When I'm drunk, I don't give a fuck. But like, let's get some craft beers and some craft cocktails and really enjoy what we're drinking at first. And then I want it to kind of ramp up from there. We can go maybe out to Hanny's, and then we're at Cobra, or we're at Bar Smith, or we're at Monarch. Like, it's gonna escalate. The night's gonna get more and more and more turnt, you know, as we go. But that's my night, and I want it to be someplace where it's close enough where all the bars are, where we can walk, because I don't mind walking even if it takes 15 minutes to get to the next bar. That's just like some nice downtime. Like, and also I'm not the type of girl who wears heels, so I'm sure that comes into effect as to why I don't mind walking.
Big time.
But it's like, being the introvert, I want that downtime between clubs, and I'm not going to get that downtime crammed in a car. So let's walk, let's chill, let's get to that next spot, and let's ramp it the fuck back up. That is my ideal girls' night.
I love downtown Phoenix.
Me too.
I just love downtown Phoenix.
Oh, the Van Buren. They got that pinball bar. I want to fucking check that out.
The Van Buren
pinball
bar.
They opened it while I was pregnant.
Oh, yeah, but the pizza next door?
Yeah.
Stardust? Is
yes,
that what it
Stardust.
Is?
Stardust. Oh, Bryce loves it. He goes. My husband goes all the time, and I want to go.
I went
so
to this
cool.
new spot called Condessa here in downtown.
Uh-huh. How was it?
It's good. It was really fucking good.
Damn, I didn't go to that. I really wanted to check that out.
Yeah, it's like a Spanish-Mexican kind of fusion with Mediterranean food.
That's tight.
And I got there late. It was like a media event. Got invited. I got there late. So they only had like fucking hummus and like carrots. I'm like, fuck, I didn't eat.
Oh, man.
So I sat at the bar, saw the girl that invited me from the agency, and I was sitting by her. And this guy that serves me a drink, he's talking to me, Latino cat, and we're just talking. You know, I'm an extrovert, so I'm just talking like, where you from, man?
Yeah.
You move here? I know it's a new restaurant. He happens to be like the executive chef. He's like, man, did you just get here? I'm like, yeah. He's like, let me fix you up some stuff. So he fixed me up some appetizers that were gone. And it was fucking amazing. And yeah, Condesa, really good. It's not open until like next month, but cool little spot in downtown. Downtown, man.
It's just the vibe. Like, you can find some super nice places. You can find chill places, or you can find hella fucking lit places. I love that type of variety.
Yes.
You know, and the crowds down here are way different. Like, I've partied in Old Town, and I wouldn't mind starting in Old Town, but I would never want to finish in Old Town, because I just feel like as the night goes on, people get drunker and they get bitchier. And like, I really do like Old Town. It's got really good spots, especially what's it called? The dragon spot, the karaoke spot.
Karaoke, that was cool, fucking fun.
Yeah, that was so fun. That's my favorite one.
It's something like that. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I love
karaoke spot.
So cool.
Can I make a confession about going out?
Yeah.
I don't care for a night of just exclusive gay bars, because I know you're talking about just starting off at Old Town.
Yeah.
I like a little variety, so that's really why I like going to downtown Phoenix too, because it's like you really can get what you want to, and I'm not too far from the gay scene, because for me, and I don't know how
it is for
everybody else's going out situation, but like a lot of times if I'm going to Charlie's or if I'm going to Stacy's or whatever, it's just like I'm literally seeing the same faces. So it's really cool. I love the vibe. I love coming out to support the local businesses, but I know for me it's just like I can't go back to back. So downtown's so dope in that I can go to like a Melinda's Alley and kind of chill out in there, really enjoy myself at the same time, go to
Valley
a Bitter
Bar.
And Twisted.
I didn't even think of Valley
Ooh,
Bar.
I
Valley
like
Bar.
That place.
Yes. Cabin, and then of course go to, why is it escaping my mind right now? What's the two-story place? Bar Smith.
Rooftop at Bar Smith. That's where I want to end every single night.
That's my favorite spot.
It's so cool.
What?
Bar Smith.
Oh, also, I feel like a lot of clubs downtown, I'm not going to say which ones because I don't know if this is legal or not, they go past 2 a.m.
Some, like Bar Smith Rooftop. I mean, you can't serve alcohol, but they go a little bit longer.
You can stay open, I think. I don't know. Yeah, girl, I mean, you could have your experiences.
Right. Whatever they serve is whatever they serve, but I don't think staying opens the illegal portion.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Well, like, the point is, well, once you turn to a certain level, like, I want to be out to 4
a.m. Right?
Especially because, like, where were we at? Chicago. Chicago, the bars weren't closed until, like, the wee hours of the morn. Because, I think it's like 4 a.m. was one of the clubs I saw. I was like, damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, like, even here, like Charlie's, for example, they don't close until 4 a.m.
That's awesome.
On the weekday or the weekends. Yeah. So you can go. And then there's Carumba's, too, that doesn't close until the, like, 4 a.m.
So wait a minute.
Yeah.
I thought that was a restaurant.
Which one?
Carumba's.
Oh.
Does it turn into a club at night? Because I know a lot of places like that.
I don't. Did they serve food there?
I know. I used to go to Carumba's all the time with a friend.
I thought it was a Mexican restaurant.
No, I think it's just a club.
I think so.
Yeah, because I drive by there. If there's traffic when I go home, I take McDowell down, and there's never cars in front during the day.
Right. I don't drive down McDowell like too often, but I thought it was just a club. I mean, they got a tight burrito stand outside.
Yeah.
So I mean, you can't eat. You can't
outside.
Then there's
no
way
it's a restaurant.
I don't know, girl, but like, I love Carumba's. Like, that place is really fun, and they stay open until 4 a.m.
You know what place I've been wanting to check out? Call me crazy.
Oh, crazy.
Denim and Diamonds.
Why is that crazy?
You've been to Denim and Diamonds, though.
But only working.
Okay.
Like, I would like to go and drink and wear my Yeehaw boots.
That's not crazy.
And like. But my friends never want to go, obviously, because they're not into like country music or anything like that.
Okay.
But I would love to go with people that actually like country music and dance and get a little cowboy to two-step with me. Oh yeah, but I don't feel like she's. I don't think she's ever.
God, you're fucking
gone.
Picky. Jesus Christ. Gabe could go. Gabe likes country.
I bet you anything, Gabe would not go. That's the thing. Like, Gabe wouldn't go. I don't think Gabe has ever willingly, in her heart of hearts, been like, "Let's go to Denim and Diamonds."
Well, isn't there other places? Because I don't think it's open anymore. And I'm not like the biggest country fan, but like Toby Keith's, was it that had a bar out here once upon a time?
Toby Keith's had a bar, and I think that whole franchise shut down or something.
Oh, yeah. Moon something?
Derek's Bentley is like the spot.
Moonshine was on Mill. Toby Keith's was real far north. Oh. It was like a desert ridge. It was kind of at a random spot.
Oh, was it? Oh, yeah. I don't know where the hell I went. There was some place in Mesa.
Cracking. Why don't you go there?
What?
Derek's Bentley, that spot right across the street from International?
You mean Whiskey Row?
Yeah. Whiskey Row is technically a country bar, but it's not like Denim and Diamonds at all. No, Denim and Diamonds is a dive country bar. And like instead of the dance floor, everyone just getting down with the get down, they're all doing line dances.
It's like real country.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, but honestly, it is. It's like super lit. It's not...
It's not like
it's hard to describe, I guess. It's almost like Country Thunder at a bar.
Yeah, it's
Country
really
Thunder's
cool.
This huge ass lit party. It's a fucking raging place to be. And that's what Denim and Diamonds is. Coincidentally, owned by the same people, so I guess not a coincidence at all.
I went to the Suns Laker game yesterday, and I got invited to this guy named Colt, real cool guy. He was with a friend, and this big, swole fucking guy. He was a big, he looks like the picture of Old Town.
Okay.
And he's like, dude, I listen to you all the time. I'm like, oh, thanks, man. I've been listening to you for years, bro. I got you. Gives me his card. He's like some guy at Hi-Fi.
Oh.
He's like, Hi-Fi, I got you, bro. I got you. Whatever you need, free, on me. I'm like, all right, bro. I'm going to come see you, bro.
Yes. Go through.
Bottles. I got table. Whatever you need, Joey boy, I got
that's
you.
My favorite.
Okay. And that's the thing. I feel like, and this is no shade to Hi-Fi, I only have fun at Hi-Fi when I'm like, I have a table.
Yeah, because it gets cramped in there.
There's no room for it. There's no dance floor. Let me reiterate. There's no dance floor, so there really is no place for you to chill and stand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to have a table to have a room. Yeah. I've had a blast there with table. I haven't been there in a while. Yeah. I got to visit Old Town again and do it up because I realize every fucking club you name, I either know the DJ, the security guard, the bartender, or the GM. Because doing radio in this market since 2002 or three, it's been 16, 17 years here. Everyone I know have all now they're running places when they were like the door guy. Now they own the fucking place.
That's true. It's like sometimes I forget that too. Because I think it was my sister-in-law or my brother-in-law. They're like, do you remember when we went out to Old Town and we didn't have to wait in line? You're like, no, I know the DJ. I was like, I don't fucking remember that at all, actually. So I was very, very drunk that night. But we do, being in this industry, work with so many people that are very closely tied to the bar and club industry.
Oh, absolutely.
It helps. It does help.
So
it helps. Like, that was the coolest thing ever. I was like, sure, I don't
but
remember
I
it.
Always want to make sure that my friends that I do go out with don't just like assume that I'm going to pull that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh,
just like, don't, because... Let's not. I'm not too big to like wait in a line. It's annoying, but like
that's the thing. I would not have done that if I was like sober. That's something only like really drunk Gina does. Because I don't fucking care to wait in a line. Like even if I know I hate pulling that. I just feel I don't know.
I pull that shit all the time.
I don't judge other people for doing it. I feel weird doing it. It's
I
like asking
awkward.
For help. I feel awkward asking for help sometimes. Like I just feel weird.
Okay, I've never contacted someone and been like, get me in. But I am that girl that goes straight to the front of the line and I just get let in.
Oh, well, that's different.
Yeah.
Like coming from a girl's perspective.
Yeah,
like
you're not using a
card, so to speak, like a radio card. You're just using a hey, I'm cute, let me in card, which I mean it's a little different.
And if there's a line and that I'm cute card doesn't work, then like the competition's too steep in that bitch and I gotta go elsewhere.
That's not the spot for me. Yeah, you're on the hunt.
There are gazelles up in that bitch and I am a moose.
Oh my God.
Hey, some men are really into mooses.
Exactly.
Okay.
Now let's go find them.
Yeah, I need one.
I did one time. I was feeling myself at this point. And I went out one night to see if I spent $0. To spend zero, like I wanted to go out all night to spend $0.
And?
Meaning pregame,
uh-huh.
Get something to eat, go hit the clubs, get really drunk and head home and spend $0. And I did it one night and I was just like, fuck yeah. I was like, God dang, I love Phoenix. Damn, I put effort. You know, we talk about sometimes going like, God forbid this doesn't work and you have to go find another job and radio's like that. You got to send your shit out. You go to another city. I've invested so much into Phoenix. Could I really get floor seats for a Laker or Clipper game for free if I was in LA? Could I really go to San Francisco and get into any club and get free pizzas and free drinks by going over there. You'd have to start all the fuck over. So yeah. I was like, man, I love me some Phoenix, bro.
Oh, I'm not mad.
The hookup here is crazy. I love it. I love everybody. I went to the Steak 44 the other night, and this guy made me feel really old, but fuck it. I embrace it now. He's the head chef now at Steak 44. And he says he's been listening to me since I worked at Power 92 when I first moved to Phoenix. Okay. When they were on a big signal.
And they're not even Power 92.
No.
Yeah.
Not at all.
They're Power 90.
What is?
And now he's, when he started listening to me, he was a dishwasher at a little spot. And now he's like running Steak 44, the kitchen. And it was so awesome to meet him.
That's amazing. I can't wait until literally someday I am 40. And I'm at some bar, you know, sitting, sipping on my Cosmopolitan, reading off of my whatever we have in the future. And some girl comes up to me and she's like, oh my God, I've been listening to you since I was 3. I'm getting married next week. And I'm just like, ugh. But also, like, she buys me a drink. And I'm like, wow, free drink. Wow.
So
we got the end was to get a free drink. No, the best is when your friends start owning shit. They own the restaurant, they run the bar. That is fucking amazing. When you see your peers and people that you're like, wow, bro, I remember when you were starting DJ.
That's
now
what
you.
Because
that's like my friends own Bar Smith. My friends own Monarch. My friends own Centrico. And they were all promoters and DJs back in the day. That's amazing.
Here's the thing that I will say with that, because I'm at that age where we're all promoters and doormen. Because I'm 23, okay?
Yes.
We are babies.
Yeah.
And so I will say this. Not a lot of my friends do entrepreneurship. But for the ones that do or decide to, like, I really think that we should support them financially during those times, because that's when they need someone to buy the ticket to get into Track Club to go see Rampant. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, instead of asking them, hey, get me in for free. Like, no, right now they need the money. Later, when they're big, they'll be like, who actually
that's
supported me?
That's just called
me?
Being a good friend.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Shout out to this girl, Monica Moni, who's supported me for years. When I started the Bearded Lad situation, I was like, come by, I'll give you a discount. I'll never forget it, and I've heard these words typed out. It doesn't work that way. I'm buying it full price to support you. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, thank you, Moan.
Honest to God, well, like, even when I bought one, I bought one from Bearded Lads, like, I bought, like, the collection, whatever, but, like, I made sure that I didn't ask you for the discount.
Yeah. Because
I know you would have given it to me, but it's like, I'm sorry. I don't want to pat on my back for this or anything. That's just how it's supposed to be done.
Right, right, right.
That's literally how it's supposed to be done.
And not only that, but like the products, like, and this is not, I know we're not sitting here plugging it, but I still love that bag that I bought Bryce.
Oh,
it is my favorite fucking thing in my bathroom because it holds all his shit.
Yeah.
I don't want your damn beard brush and your waxes and your oils and your combs.
Did you get the patina one?
Yeah, I got the patina one, and I got really the big like size one, and it's just so gorgeous. I love it. It's his favorite too because he really likes quality.
You got the big one?
Yeah.
I didn't even get the big one.
I bought, and I think it was like one of the last ones because I kept having to ask you, and you're like, okay, there's one. It's here, and then that's when me, Bryce, and Mavie came by, and I think I paid for it that day, and you brought it to the station for me. But I love that.
That's so important that you bring that up, though.
Yes.
Yeah, if you're listening to the podcast, if you have friends trying to make, it doesn't matter what it is,
whatever.
They could be fucking selling lint. You buy the lint full price to support your friend's dreams.
Because that's how it works. And I mean, this is not just like a thing that I've done with Joey. Actually, my other friend Joey, who is a local drag queen out here who's actually starting to really pop off, he just started selling merch for the first time ever. And I just went in and I bought that. And he was like, oh my God, I'm so happy. Like, I really appreciate that. I wasn't expecting it. And I was just like, why? That part's crazy to me. What do you mean?
Because we live in the world of hookups. We live in the world of can I cut the line? Mm-hmm. I know the DJ. What's up? What's up with the plug? What's up with the hookup?
Okay, I got to, and I posted this on my Instagram. Like, I've already been going to this place. It's a plant-based restaurant. I'm not like a vegan or anything, but I thought it was cool to check it out.
Mm-hmm.
I come from a family of people who are lean, more vegetarian, so I always like to look at those options.
Okay. Yeah.
So I went in. They recognized me, and they wanted to offer me like a free meal or whatever. And I made sure that at the end of it, that I left like a decent tip. And I know that we've also had chances to do that too.
Mm-hmm.
And again. Girl was acting really surprised, like, oh, you really don't have to do that. No, I do.
I do. At the very least, absolutely. And then I always want to tip on the full service price, too. Like, if you're going to discount it, I need to know what the full price is, because I'm not trying to tip you off my discount. That's some fucked up shit.
I hope people listening right now be like, fuck.
The important part is that you understand the moments in which you have been that way, and that you do feel a little bad, because that shows that you have respect for that person, and you realize that you didn't at that moment show that. So it's like, okay, now next time, just do better, bitch.
Or honestly, it could just be pure ignorance. Like, it doesn't have to mean that they had no respect for them. I don't think that was the intention. And on another note, though, because whether or not you're 23 or you're 30 or you're 40, if you're not in a place financially where you can support, there's other ways to support, especially nowadays when it comes to
show up, put it on your Instagram.
Exactly. Yeah. Share that shit, like that shit, boost their engagement. There's so many other ways. You don't have to support someone financially. If you can, amazing. Mm-hmm. Obviously, that's going to be what's probably going to help them the most in the end. But there's other ways you can support your friends, too.
Of course, yes, of course.
And please share this podcast, because I'm surprised. I get into a lot of ventures because, let's be honest, I love radio. I love, this is my passion, but I do other ventures just to do it, to stimulate my creativity,
it's
if you
smart.
Will, and just...
You're a hustler. It's admirable.
Yeah, I just like to hustle and find that one thing that's maybe going to take care of me financially, because you have to... I've learned and I've read and it's stuff you have to do now. Back in the days, like, you got to focus on one thing. No, you got to do like 5 or 6 things. One of them will stick. So that's what I'm doing. I got the merch. I got the bearded stuff. I got the YouTube. But I'm amazed at the people that I thought would have supported me that didn't.
Isn't that some shit?
It is some crazy shit.
It goes back to even like the gay mafia, where I said, like, I'm going to be out and I'm hosting this bar night, dead silence. And that's happened multiple times.
So
where it's like,
crazy
to
me.
Hold on.
I've been to birthday dinners with y'all. I've gotten y'all fucking birthday gifts. I've been around when you've been crying about this man who's been obviously cheating on you. And it's not just exclusively the gay mafia. It's just like in general where it's like, what the fuck? I've invested all this time and energy, and it's not that, like, you're supposed to return it. But, like, bitch, what I will say is I'm not going to invest anymore if that's the case.
And you know what's crazy? Like, at least with me, like, I am too scared to ask anyone to join me anywhere because I really just don't think that anybody would. That's why, like...
Okay.
Like, even for, like, the last pageant that I competed in, when you came, Anish, I was, like, super shook that you even went because... Or that, you know, that Gabe even went, or, like, literally anybody, because I was like, aw... Like, I'm always too embarrassed to ask. I feel like it's asking too much when you realize, at the end of the day, you know what? Come be my friend. Come support me. Come yell my fucking name out or something, you know? Mm-hmm. With that, though, uh-oh. I will say one thing.
What happened?
With supporting your friends also comes being honest with your friends. I know certain friends that I've had that have wanted to, I'll just, an example, a music career, okay? Would want to do a music something or would want to release their own clothing line. Yes, support them, but also be, and you obviously be nice about it, but let them know when their product isn't up to par or ways that they can improve. Like, because you want your friend to be putting their best foot forward and their best self out there. And if you can help them by letting them know, like, for example, with your YouTube video, like, hey, I think this might have been this and that. You take that constructively and well, and hopefully that makes it for more people to love your channel and want to see your videos. Right, Joey?
Yep.
Same. If your friend's clothing line is lacking and you fucking tell them. Mm-hmm. If your friend's song sounds like fucking shit, fucking tell them, okay? Because I know a lot of people that want to do things, and it's like, well, maybe they don't know. Like, of course, like, for example, I want to be a Zumba instructor, right? Let's say that I start giving Zumba classes, but I'm not very good. Like, tell me what I can do better. Like, oh, you don't explain the steps enough, or oh, you move on too fast, or girl, you ain't on beat. Tell me.
It's just funny, like, we work at a radio station. Sometimes we get new music from artists, and we always look at each other like, damn, who the fuck is in their circle? Because they're not telling them that this shit is whack.
Yes. Uh-huh.
You know, like, there's certain artists that we expect, and I'm going to say it right now, there's certain artists that I thought would continue to put hit music. But who the fuck is Katy Perry's friends?
Who the fuck is Taylor Swift songs?
Like, you need a good circle of friends. Just like Carla said, they're like, this isn't, you're better than this, or come on, let's get back in the studio.
I think that there's that 100% where it's like, you need to get it together. But the other thing, and tell me if you feel like it's wrong, like to what you're saying, Carla, where it's like, if it's a friend and they're putting something out, to me, I have this rule where it's like, I'm going to tell you one time. Like, I'm going to have one serious sit down with you, and I'm going to be like, so girl, this song or this shirt or whatever the fuck, like, I don't know about that. And I'm gonna let it be there, and then that's it. Because I also feel like it could very easily, like, those kind of conversations are really tough. And so I don't know, it could go like in a whole bunch of different directions.
No, I feel like you say it one time and you have a peace of mind and you're like, yo, I'm really your friend. But you're absolutely right about being an artist, Carla. Like everyone that wants to be a rapper.
Right, right.
Like 99% of shit of friends or friends of friends and MC Curbside or whatever the fuck your name is, it's whack. And you got to be straight up with them. Like, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I'll do it because I'll say this because on the flip side, like I have a few friends who've tried to do like music and they're continuing to do that. And I've had several sit downs with them. And after maybe like the third one, it just started to not go very well.
Yeah, no. And I don't know if there's like, for me, there's not a hard and fast rule, like one and done and that's it. But you do have to be very careful with how you're giving that message to someone. Yeah. Because it is still the metaphor, analogy, whatever that I always hear is you're calling their baby ugly. Essentially, that's their baby. That's what they're trying to create and put out into the world and show, and they're proud of their baby. So you are calling their baby ugly, which sometimes you need to, so they can fix it.
I love that.
Yeah. So you want to handle it gently. You don't want to be a dick about it. And maybe once is good. I wouldn't do any more than two or three, like you're saying. Because at that point, it's just like, you've heard my thoughts. Yeah, you've heard my thoughts. It is what it is. But I think it also depends on the friend and who you're working with. And sometimes they might come back to you like, hey, I fixed my baby's hair. Is it pretty? Is it pretty
now? I gave my baby a facelift.
You know? Yeah, right? I took my baby to get a facial. How is she now?
Like, and that, exactly. When they ask you for a second and third and fourth opinions, and of course, you know, give your honest, but
You don't want to keep harping on it.
All right, man. I'm going to wind this up. Thank you so much checking out the Aftermess podcast. Make sure you're subscribing to the podcast.
Yeah.
You share it. You let your friends know.
Let your friends know.
And be truthful with your friends.
Hey. Oh, yeah. Tell us what you think of it, too. You can be honest.
Absolutely.
You can be honest with them. I'm too sensitive.
That's honesty. All right, check us out tomorrow morning, 5:30 to 10, Live 101.5. See you then.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.